All right, as promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Dayton. Third season with the Flyers. They are 7-1 on the year. They are number 12 in the coaches poll. And they are hosting Drake tomorrow night. Anthony Grant is my guest. Anthony, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me, man.
Good to have you. All right, so you're coming off a win over St. Mary's at the Jerry Colangelo Classic. That's a game where you came out to a 46-25 lead in the first half. Seems to me if you're facing a program like St. Mary's, you better show up or they're going to make you pay. How pleased were you with the way everybody was ready from the opening tip?
Very, very pleased. I thought our guys, you know, we've spent a lot of time just talking about, you know, just from a scouting standpoint, what we needed to do to take away some of St. Mary's strengths. They're obviously, you know, one of the, to me, the elite offensive teams in the country with their spacing and the talent they have and just the stuff they do. So we knew from a defensive standpoint it'd be a great challenge for us, and our guys did a good job of locking into that and being able to take away some things that they've done all year.
Right, and they're always a very well-coached team. Now, strong starts are nothing new for your club. You've led at halftime of every single game this season. What does that tell you about this squad?
Well, we've got some veterans. You know, we've got some guys that have played in our system, you know, for a couple of years. We've got some guys that are familiar with, you know, college basketball and the transfers that we got that sat out, learned our system last year. And, you know, we've got a group that's really well connected. They know each other. They enjoy being around each other, whether it's on or off the floor, and they play well together.
Dayton head basketball coach Anthony Grant is my guest. They are number 12 in the coaches poll. Now, you're second in the country in scoring, and you lead the nation in assists per game, two-point field goal percentage, and effective field goal percentage. Every coach talks about wanting to share the basketball, but how do you coach that so guys really buy in and they do it better than anybody else is doing it the way your guys are?
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what we just talked about. You know, we got a group of guys that really, they care about each other. You know, they enjoy playing with each other. They enjoy being around each other. And by nature, they're an unselfish group. You know, we've got, and the thing I try to tell our guys is just play to your strengths. You know, do what you do well. And we've got other guys out there that maybe what's one guy's strength helps complement another guy's strength. And they just play off of each other. And that becomes contagious, you know. So it's great to see the ball move the way it's moved for us. Obviously, you got to make shots. You got to have good players to get the assists. But the ball movement, the player movement, I think is one thing that we try to emphasize and our guys have really bought into.
We're talking to Anthony Grant, again, the head coach at Dayton. Now, if we were to go back to the Maui Invitational in November, you went out there and you dominated a good Georgia team. You smashed Virginia Tech, and then you went to OT against Kansas in the championship game. Obviously, you want to win that tournament, but overall, how valuable was the experience?
It was a great tournament. You know, we knew coming in that we'd get great competition and we'd learn, you know, where we are at this point in the season. And obviously, going into Maui, we had played three games, you know, and it's early in the year. And obviously, for us at Dayton, we know how important these non-conference games are in terms of building a resume. But at the same time, you try to keep it in perspective and say it's early in the year and let's see what we have. So I think, if nothing else, you know, we found out that we're capable of playing against some of the best teams in the country. And when we're right, you know, we got a chance to, you know, to compete with anybody. So I think our guys felt good about it. Obviously, disappointed that we didn't, you know, get the ultimate goal of winning the championship. But you got to give Kansas credit. They were a load that game. Their guys did a great job of doing the things they needed to do to win it. But I felt like we got better from the competition.
Dayton head coach Anthony Grant, my guest. Obviously, I've got to ask you about Obi Toppin. He had a huge showing in Maui. He's been a monster all season long. Before we get to his growth from last year to this year, when you look at where he was at the start of his freshman year to where he was at the end of his freshman year, how much did he grow in just that season?
Yeah, well, Jim, I'll go back to, you know, what Obi shared when he was in high school. You know, he was 6'5", maybe 175 pounds, and was basically headed toward junior college. And then, you know, a family member was able to connect him with Mount Zion prep school. And, you know, while he was at prep school, you know, he grew another inch and a half, 2 inches, and was able to gain some interest from some colleges. So when I took the job back in 2017, he was still available. And so we were fortunate to be able to get him to commit to us. And then, you know, he was an academic redshirt, and during that year, he probably grew another inch. And our strength coach and our trainers, they did a great job. He put on about 20, 25 pounds of good muscle. So he worked really hard. That's the thing I think that gets lost sometimes is he used that year really to get better. He really worked hard on his game. He worked hard in the weight room, and he learned our system. So at the beginning of his freshman year, he came in, having more familiarity than your average freshman with what we were trying to do. And then I felt like every game you could see him getting better, just that experience of being out there playing well, making mistakes, learning from film, learning from his coaches. And, he's a guy, if you meet him, you realize he has great enthusiasm for life. He really enjoys playing the game. He's a student of the game, and I think he's got a tremendous upside.
Coach's dream. Dayton head coach Anthony Grant joining us. So one more thought then. He comes back as a sophomore, and you laid out the kind of work that he's put in, how he's improved. I guess there's an argument to be made that without Zion and John Morant out there in the NBA, he is the best dunker in college basketball. Where do you come out on his dunking and his overall game now at this point?
He's really athletic. He really is, for a guy his size, probably one of the fastest guys that you'll see. And then also extremely athletic. But I think Obi's got so much more to his game. And for a guy his size, his ability to handle, pass, shoot, his understanding of spacing, his understanding of what you're trying to do on the basketball court. And I think, at this stage, what are we, nine games into his sophomore year, he still hadn't played 50 college basketball games. So I think he's just at the beginning of where he can be as a player, and he just continues to learn more about the game and continues to get better.
We're talking to Anthony Grant for a few more moments. Looking at your background, Anthony, you were with Billy Donovan, and you've been in some other places, big-time programs, but as a Dayton alum, what would it mean to you to lead your school back to the NCAA tournament?
It would mean a lot. Obviously, there's a great history here at Dayton. I played for Don Donaher, who's a Hall of Fame coach, and, my freshman year, we went to the Elite Eight. Lost to the eventual national champion in Georgetown. And, you look at the coaches that have come after Coach Donaher, there's been a long legacy of getting to the NCAA tournament and winning. And Coach Miller before me was able to get him back to that Elite Eight perch. So Dayton's a place that is accustomed to success, accustomed to winning championships, accustomed to getting to the NCAA tournament and advancing in the tournament. So, as the steward of the program at this point, it'd be an honor for me to be able to lead them back to the tournament and hopefully advance.
So before you go, right before you came on, I had Brian Dutcher from San Diego State on, and we talked about what it's like when teams come into their house and the home court advantage they have. Like San Diego State, you have an amazing home court, which is great, but at the same time, what's it like to try to schedule non-conference games? How challenging is it to get elite teams to come play in your house?
Yeah, it's been a bear, and obviously, when you have the success that we've had and the tradition, we've got some of the best fans in the country. I think we've been ranked in the top 25 in attendance for like 25 plus years. So Dayton's a place that, rain, sleet, snow, no matter what, our fans show up and they're excited to watch their Flyers play. So obviously from a scheduling standpoint, it's challenging. But fortunately for us, our fans are awesome. They travel. Last year we were in the Bahamas. After we left the tournament, they invited us back. I think you can go every 4 years, so we'll be in that again. And I think Maui, with our fan base, the way our fans showed up, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to play in those type tournaments on a consistent basis. So with that, and then obviously trying to schedule as competitive a schedule as we can in the non-conference is really important to what we're trying to build here. So we'll see. Obviously there's a lot of factors that go into that. You've got most of the Power 5 leagues going to 20 games, and that shrinks the number of available games for us. But hopefully with the tradition and success, teams will know that if they play a Dayton team, they're playing, one of the teams that is a NCAA caliber team, one of the best teams in the country, and it'd be a good matchup.
Anthony Grant, my guest, one last thought. So it's Friday, and I'm thinking already after the show, Anthony, I've got that, I think I'm not the only guy who thinks like this, but that dreaded Friday workout that you got to get through. Now, you're locked in on the job. You're putting yourself and your team in the best position for success. Part of that is properly fueling yourself. As evidence of that, you said, quote, "I've got to have some type of latte in the afternoon." I got to know, man, what kind of latte do you go for, and does that give you a lift?
I'll go with the vanilla latte, and I'll go with a chai latte. Either one of those two, depending on how I feel on a particular day. Lately, I've been going with a chai tea latte.
Does that work? Is that good fuel, premium fuel?
One of the highlights of my day is getting my latte in the afternoon. If my coaches heard this, they would all bust out laughing because they know it's true.
No, I like that. But it's not a morning thing? Is that an afternoon thing?
Coffee in the morning, lattes in the afternoon.
Got it. Anthony Grant is the head basketball coach at Dayton, and they are number 12 in the coaches poll. Great to have you on, Anthony. Thanks so much. Good luck. Let's do it again.
Jim, thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Well done.